Okay, today's daf is daf pei and Maseches Ksubis. Just before we start, someone pointed out to me yesterday a question that we asked last week, based on a Rashi last week about Rachel and Leah and Yaakov. How was Yaakov married to Leah? Wasn't it a toas? So we try to come up with answers. Rashi seemed to say they wouldn't be married. That's what Rashi seemed to say last week in the daf. So we said you have to say something that he had in mind, that he knew he was a Ramai, Lavan was a Ramai, and he had in mind even if he would trick. Even though it was Delo Kipshuta that he knew. But then it's Siv answers, Inachinami. Inachinami, they weren't married. Unbelievable. The Netziv wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Says the Netziv in last week's parashah. Vayave osa elav on Pasuk Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. It says, Vayiva erev, Vayikach Azle Abito, Vayave osa elav. Says the Netziv, that's in contrast to the Pasuk in a few Pesukim later. It says, Vayitin lo Azrachal Bito, lo Leisha. It doesn't say the word Leisha by Leah. It only says it by Rachel. So it says that it's Siv. V'loksiv Leisha. K'dalashik t'chsiv b'Rachel. T'ba'osa sha'a v'aday lo haisa Leisha. Calls man shalo yada. V'lo nisratza Yaakov b'Leah. So it wasn't Leisha. And then next pasuk. L'amarimi sani. Livol isha shalo b'yidiyasi v'hareze b'ilaz nus. That's the Netziv. About the Imahos and the Avos. So again, how does that work out with what was the point of the Simanim? Kasha. We got to work it out. But that's the Netziv, at least in the Pashtus of the Psukim. They weren't married because it was a Taos. Meaning our question, in a Chinami, you would say there was a lack of Das. That's the Netziv in the Hemek Davar. And I got to work everything out based on that Netziv. Good. Now we continue with the Mishnah. Mishnah Ayin Tesma Beis on the bottom. We continue this parak again, which discusses the Nechasim that the woman has, the Nechsei Malug, the Nechsei Tzom Barzel, what the rights of the husband to these nechasim. Says the Mishnah. Hamotzi hotzaos al nechsei ishto. Let's say the man who we know has rights to the nechasim of his wife, and he puts expenses into them. Meaning, yeah, he eats the payrus, but he works on them. He puts expenses into them. Hotzi harbi va'achal kima va'achal harbi. Whether he put in a lot of expenses and he ate a little, or he ate a little or he put in a little expenses and he ate a lot. Whatever he did, masha hotzi hotzi masha asha achal achal. Once the time comes for divorce, Rashi says in Girsha, then that's it. The story is finished. He doesn't get paid back anything. We don't make him pay back if he ate a lot. No matter what, at the moment of the Girshin, we say the relationship is over and the monetary relationship is over. Whatever he expended, and whatever he ate, he ate. Hotzi v'lo, let's finish first. Hotzi v'lo achal. Let's say he did expend a lot, but he didn't get to eat any. He didn't get to enjoy any of the fruit yet. He put in a lot of expenses to the wife's property that he was going to be able to enjoy, but he didn't get to partake yet. So then, yishava kama hotzi v'yitol. So then he's going to allowed to swear how much he expended, and he could take that amount. Only if he did not enjoy it. If he enjoyed some of it already, then that's it. It's finished. Why? We'll see in a second. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the Tosas Rid, here right on our daf, on the side of our daf, Tosas Rid says that our discussion is only about the Nichsei Malug. The Nichsei Malug, meaning where the goof stays to the woman, the principal is the woman's, like we spoke about yesterday, and the Baal eats the Peiris. That's the whole discussion here. Peiris, in the regular normal list, is like the sixth line in the on the left side. Peiris, al Nichsei Malug, in the wide lines. Pirish al nechsei maluk shalishto. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. She'ilu hotzi al nechsei tzon barzel. But the nechsei tzon barzel, which the Baal himself retains the principle. Kivin she'pachzu pachzu lo vim hosiru hosiru lo. There, the husband does whatever he wants, and he's going to have to give back a certain amount to the wife. But there, kolashav achushalo. Beinim niskarsha, bein nisalmana, hushal yarshim. V'yavav isha'ochal kama shonim in nechsei tzon barzel, bershuso kaima. This is barzel is totally in his possession. So, we wouldn't have the same laws as the as the Mishnah says, "Bein hosi kimo, bein hosi harbe, bein ochel, bein lo ochel, kol shavach shalom." V'im ein sham shavach hipsed kolot zosav, kadem shemosi kol nechasa. Meaning, even if he put out a hotzos, still he wouldn't be able to swear and take the hotzos because that's all his at that moment. That's the Tosas Rid, and that's what the Rambam here says also in the Pirush Mishnayos. Number one, number two, the Shita B'Kubetzes deals with what's the svara for the Mishnah. If he put in $50,000 worth of expenses and he ate $10 worth, we'll see what the minimum amount is. So why should he lose it all? Just because he ate some payers, why should he lose it? So says the Shita. Umisha zubalam deinu. She afal pisha hotzi harbi v'lochal v'da payers ki ma'at a nostim lo hotzah. You don't pay him back for his expenses as long as he ate some. Why? Ella amrinan ki ba'oso hama'at she'achal gila daito. With the little that he ate, he already revealed his mind. She'bavur she'yochalu peiros u'asa. Right, he obviously put in the expenses to eat the fruit. So he ate some fruit. You can't have any shiur about how much fruit, but he only wanted to eat the amount of fruit that he put in. Who knows? Maybe this small amount of fruit was valuable to him enough as much as he put the expenses in. So you don't know. Maybe he was putting it for long term, but in any case, once he ate some, he was begala daito that it was for the peiros, and once he had some peiros, that's it. We can't have any different shiurim for each case. That's what the Shiduk Baita says, he was begala daito. The Hagos Hashri on the Rush also adds that even if it's nikar to you what he put in, says Hagos Hashri, what if he built a house? What if he built a house with the peiros nechse malug? Mi amrina ki agavna hotzi va'achal? Do we say there that he only gets, you know, what he ate, or now you see that the payers that he expended, they're still there, they're still going to give a shevach to the woman. So he says, no. The heishiv achrei shlo chilku rabosenu ben yisiyah nikeres l'sheina nikeres. Since the Gemara doesn't make it a chilukim, af anu ein biyadinu lachlok. We can't make it a chilukim. This is the rule. Once he put into expenses into the property, and then he ate some, he had some payers, so then we say, that's it, masha hotzi hotzi, umasha achal achal. One other ha'ara on here, and that is there's a Mesha Chachma. The Mesha Chachma in Parshas Re'eh quotes a Rambam. The Rambam quotes a Medrash. Right, everybody quoting the Rambam quoting the Medrash. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avadim, afilu chalav lo hotzi alav otzos harbi enochayav lo klum. Let's say someone is freeing their slave. He's freeing their slave. So what happens before the slave was freed? He got very sick. So the master put in a lot of expenses into the refuah of the Eved. And then he frees the Eved. So does the Eved have to pay him back for any of those expenses? Says the Rambam, afilu chalav ahosi labotzos harbi, even though he put in a lot of expenses, eino chayav lo klum, tough luck. The Eved, the master, does not get anything back. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, yetzei lachav shichinam. Right, he goes out free, he goes out with nothing. So that's the Rambam Bar Avadim, a special din. Says the Mesha Chachma, Muchach Mizeh, it's mashu from here, from the fact that the Torah goes out of its way, based on the drasha, to tell you by an Eved, that if the man puts in a lot of expenses to an Eved, that he's not going to get paid back, but must be somebody else, Mishachal, let's say somebody gets sick, and I, without being asked, go and I pay for his medical bills. So if it's a stuck organization that pays for the medical bills, we're not talking about that. But let's say somebody goes that pays for the guy's medical bills, and that goes and says, can you please pay me back? So what's the halacha there? Does he get paid back or not? Says the Mesha Chachma, yes, Chayav L'shalev. It's a special did by Eved. It's a special did by Eved that the master paid for the Eved's refuah. Why? Because he was doing it for himself. He wanted the Eved to get free. He wanted the Eved to work for him. And then after he worked for him for a day, he frees him. Tough luck. You put in your money in order to get something for yourself. And you don't get paid back for that. Only by another person. But the Mesha Chachma says, this is just like our Mishnah. Just like our Mishnah. Just like a master and an Eved, so to a husband and a wife. If the husband puts in money for the Nechasim, so he only, Masha Hotzi Hotzi, Masha Achal Achal. It was just to get benefit for himself, not just to do a tova for the other person. So by somebody else, fine, you'd be able to pay the medical bills. But otherwise, we say this drasha in Parshas Re'eh is similar to our Mishnah. The master and Eved relationship is similar to the husband and the wife relationship in this regard of getting refuah and getting paid back. Okay, that is the Mesha Chachma and the Tosus. Little similar here. If you pay for the medical bills, you get paid back. It's similar, but an opposite case. The Gemara discusses in Maseches Bava Kama, I think on Daf Samach. Let's say I need refuah. Let's say a person is in state of sakaras tafashus, and they go and steal from you to save themselves. Do they have to pay you back for that? The case that we were talking about is if I pay for your medical bills without your asking, do you have to pay me back? So that the Mesha Chachma seemed to say yes. But what about this case? Let's say it's a case of sakaras tafashus that I go and steal. And I go and steal, do I have to get paid back? Right? They call this Heinz Dilemma. Heinz Dilemma. Let's say, are you allowed to break into a pharmacy, right, to break the windows to steal the medicine and then pay the guy back? Is that unethical or not? Your life's in danger. So we would say, look, Ora, that of course you're allowed to do it. The only question is, are you have to pay back or not? So that gets into the issue of, do you say Pigoch Nefesh is Hutcher or Techuya? If you look at the Tosfos in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Mabez, that's where he discusses it. There is, I think we mentioned one time in the past, there's a Rashi there that seems to say maybe there's a suffix, maybe you're not allowed to even break in. Maybe you're not allowed to even steal L'shei Pigoch Nefesh. Right, Asur Lahatz, because the language of the Gemara there is Asur Lahatz al Asma b'mamon chaveiro, or Mutur Lahatz al Asma b'mamon chaveiro. And Tosfos there says, don't take it literally. It means, of course, it's Mutur. The question is, you have to pay back or not. That's what Tosfos says. But the pashas of the language there is Mutur or Asur. Oh, that's what I remember. We mentioned this back in the second parak in Ksubis, where we mentioned maybe there's not just the big three, but at least according to one day, Rabbi Meir, there's the big four: Gilei Raya, Shvi'i Chazavim, Avodah Zarah, and Gezel. So if you say there's the big four, so then maybe you can understand that Gemara of Asur and Mutter. But that's a question of the guy doing it himself, is he allowed to? Here, it was a similar, but not exactly. The Meshech HaKla brought in, if a person pays for it himself, the refuah, so does he have to get, does he have rights to get paid back? Fine. The last line of the Mishnah, though, says that if he did not enjoy the fruits at all, hotzi v'lo achal, so then he could swear, and then he could be no-tell. As long as the husband did not enjoy any of the fruit, he could then swear and be no-tell. Tosfos, this Tosfos is a prison on the next Amud, so we can say we're already on Amud Aleph. Tosfos says on Pei Amud Aleph, Yishava, that's where it's printed. He calls Rabbi Nachananel, who says, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Shvuos about Nishva v'no-tell. We know there are Mida Oraisa, all Shvuos Mida Oraisa are Nishva v'niftar. I swear and I'm putter. Right? There are three shvuos daraisa. Mozeb mixas. I swear that you say I owe you $100. I say I owe you 50. So I swear that I only owe you 50 and I'm putter on the rest. Nishva v'niftar. Shvuos ashomrim. I swear that it was stolen from me and I'm putter. Right? Shvuos eid echad. One eid says that I'm chayiv to you money and I swear I'm not chayiv to you money. Those are the three shvuos daraisa. Shvuos eid echad, shvuos mozeb mixas, and shvuos hashomrim. Mita Rabbanon, Chazal came up with a lot of shvuas of Nishba Venotel. I swear and I take. All those are the Rabbanon, Nishba Venotel. So the whole long mission in Maseches Shvuas, what are the Nishba Venotels? 10 shvuas. So ask Tosfos in Tiber Maskel Yishava, so why isn't this Mishnah in that Mishnah? Why isn't our shvu in that Mishnah? The husband swearing how much expenses he put out and taking the money. So why, there's a whole list there. So why is this one there? So why is this left down? So Tosfos gives two important answers. Number one, Tosfos says, that whole list is only cases where there's a contradiction between the parties. There's a fight. There's a fight between the parties. One guy says, you paid me, I didn't get paid, and the owner says, I paid you already. One guy says, you gave me the fruit, and the other guy says, you didn't. All those are arguments. There's arguments between two parties, so that's a nishma v'notel. But here there's no argument. What's the woman saying? The husband is saying, these are my expenses. So that's a different type of shvua. If there's no argument, if there's no hachasha, says Tosfos, so that's a different type of shvua, and therefore, it's not in that Mishnah on the list. Number one. Number two, then Tosfos has another answer, also important. Vinira, says Tosfos, 10th line of Tosfos. Dehasam lo chashav ala osam shesorach lashmienu denoslin. That Mishnah only is telling me cases where I need to know that there can be no-tell. Why? Because without that Mishnah, I would have said they cannot be no-tell even with a shvua. And the chiddush of that Mishnah is, no, with a shvua you're allowed to take. Nishva v'no-tell. That's why it's in that Mishnah. Because without the Mishnah, I would have thought that you wouldn't be able to take even with a shvua. But let's say our case, no, without our Mishnah, I would have said, you know what? He could take even without a shvua. That's what I would have said. All those cases are havaminas that I would have thought you can't even take with a shvua. But cases that you would have thought you could take even without a shvua, so that's not it. Here's another example. Let's say somebody is coming to collect from Nichsa Yisomim. That's also not in the Mishnah. And you have to take a shvua. Why? Because I would have thought, there's a special takana, you have to swear. Without that, I would have thought, you don't have to swear. You can take even without a shvua. So again, that Mishnah is a different category of shvua than the ones left out of that Mishnah. Two important deos of Tosfos. Okay, now we start the Mishnah. Good morning.
Even when the husband doesn't take, why don't we assume that the money he put in was investing for himself?
Even if the husband doesn't take, why don't we assume the money he was investing was for himself? Because he knew that this was a temporary kinyan, like we had yesterday. We had that COVID shiurim yesterday, that he knew this was a kinyan lezman. He doesn't, I mean, it's his choice when he's getting divorced. Right? It's going to be his choice. So he has to know that these peros are for the property more than for him. Says the Gemara, v'kama kima. What's a little bit? What's a little bit that the husband has to enjoy the fruits a little bit, and after he does, we say, that's it, he doesn't get paid back for his expenses at the time of the gerushin. So, Amar of Asiya, filu grogor zachas, even though one dry date, v'husha achla derech kavod, as long as he ate it, derech kavod. What does derech kavod mean? So the Shizu Gubetza says, you ate it at a table, you didn't eat on the run. Eat at a table. Dera kavod. Klomer shelo achla b'shus harabim. V'lo al dera gezel. Elo achla shulchanu b'shofi. L'fichach sagi b'achila kol shehu. Right? Any little dera kavod. Right? The Gemara says, if you eat on the run, you know, it's like a harizak kekelev. If you eat bread on the run, a harizak kekelev. Remember, somebody in the shul once told me that he heard from Rav Victor Miller. So anyone says Rav Victor Miller, you know what? Are you allowed? You're not allowed to eat bread on the run. So what happens if you? It's like you're a dog. So what happens if you just eat a nibble? You eat a cookie on the run. So he says, okay, then you're like a puppy. Then you're like a little dog, a little bit. It's a little bit. But anyway, derech kavod means like you're sitting on the derech kavod, eating properly. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Bei Ravas. We're yotzei Ravas milta to be dechusa today. Rabbi Abba, Amar Bei Rav. Afilu shigra de tamrei. Even a pressed date, even a little date. So afilu sounds like this is even a bigger chiddush than the previous opinion. So Rashi works out how this is a bigger chiddush. Is a pressed date less than a dry date? Unclear. Rashi talks about it. It's amazing, Rashi. Rashi says on the third skinny line, he quotes a different girsa, and then he quotes, girsa shotim, who's that? We saw that in Rashi. Girsa shotim. I don't think that's the correct girsa, says Rashi. Okay. Boy Rabibi, chuvtsa de tamri mai. What about a chuvtsa de tamri? Rashi says, this means after they make beer from dates, they have the leftover dregs of the peels of the dates. So my, is that also something? Maybe if you eat that, then it's nothing. So take you, we don't answer that question. Period. Lo achla derakavon my. What if you didn't eat anything derakavon? It was on the run. So what's the shear then? What's the shear for eating on the run that the Baal has to eat in order to say that he ate kima? Amar ula pligi batrei amorai b'marava chadam rabbi ki isof chadam rabbi ki dinar. Okay, different amount of how much he has to eat. Amri Dainai de Popadisa, the Dayanim of Popadisa say, the last daf in the first parak of Masechah Sanhedrin say that many different code names in Shas mean different rabbis. So Dayanai de Popadisa, so Rashi here quotes, that means Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. That's what Dayanai de Popadisa means. So here, Dayanai de Popadisa, Ovid Rav Yehuda Uvda, Bechavile Zmoros. He acted, meaning he said the husband got his due, Bechavile Zmoros. Bundles of Zmoros, of vines. Bundles of vines. You don't eat bundles of vines, you only eat the grapes. So what do you mean he did Ovid Uvda Bechavile Zmoros? So Rashi explains that he fed his animal Chavile Zmoros. And that was enough to consider that the husband got something. He doesn't have to actually eat it himself, even if his animals eat. Well, who eats Chavile Zmoros? So Rashi says, his pet elephant. Right? The Chashva Achila Vechile Zvarshein Machal Apilin. Right, so he fed his animals, his pet elephant, he fed bundles of vines, and that itself is enough, and then he divorced his wife. So Rav Nachman paskind, Rav Yehuda paskind, Masha Achal, Achal. That is what he did. Rav Yehuda Lataimi, and then we say Rav Yehuda went according to his reasoning. To Amar, Rav Yehuda says in Baba Basra, Achla, Arla, Shvius, Vikilayim, Hareza, Chazaka. Rav Yehuda says in the context of the third parak, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, we know when do we say, let's say, how long do I have to keep my deed when I would I buy a field from you? If I keep my deed, that I could prove it's mine, even 10 years from now. But how long do I have to keep my deed? So the Gemara says there's something called Cheskas Gimel Shanim, which we've spoken about in the past. And that is, as long as the new owner or somebody is sitting on property for 3 years and there's no protest from the original owner, in general terms, so then that's called Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and that itself is a raya, is a reflection that I own it. If I'm sitting here for 3 years without your complaining about it, that is a raya. So says Rav Yehuda, even if some of those years is Arla, when I wasn't allowed to enjoy the fruit, Arla the first 3 years, Shvius, or it's Shvius, again, the peros are Hefker, and Kilayim, or as Kilayim, they're all us, so in all these three cases, what's the common denominator? I'm not allowed to enjoy the fruits. Right, in all these cases, it's fruit. It's still a chazaka. It can be part of the Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Why? So Rashi explains, even though the fruits are usher, the vines are not usher. The vines, the branches are not usher. So you see, Rav Yehuda says it is significant. The branches are significant. The vines are significant in terms of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So that's the Lishitaso. Just like he says it's significant for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so too he says it's significant for the Baal's eating in terms of the Nechse Malug of his wife. That is how Rashi, that's how the Ritva read the Gemara. The Ramban has to have a different reading here. Because what was Rashi and the Ritva also says? It must be this is about Chavilas Moros, because Peros are Usser. What if you eat Peros Be'isser? Could that bring you Cheskas Gimel Shanim? So Rashi seems to say no. Right, I'm eating Arla. Is that Cheskas Gimel Shanim if I ate the actual fruits, not the vines? So Rashi seems to say no. Obviously, the pears are also, so this must be talking about a chavila zmoros. The Ramban in Shavuos and the Ritva here quotes it also here. Quotes Rav Haigon, who says that no, even an achilas iser could contribute to a cheskas gibel shanim. If you eat like be'iser. So according to that, you're going to have a different way. The Ritva here quotes it. You have to have a different reading of our Gemara. Because our Gemara, they can't be proving chavilos, because maybe it's talking about the actual pears. Because actual payers also can contribute to the Cheskas Gibel Shanim. Okay, so you can look at the Ritva here. He has a different reading of our Gemara according to that Rav Haigon. Amar Rav Yaakov. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Yaakov says in the name of Rav Chisda. As Menachem has pointed out, there's Yaakov and Yitzchak in the Gemara, but there's no Avraham. No Avraham. Why nobody's named Avraham? Amar Rav Chisda. Hamotzi hotzos al nechse ishto kitana kimotzi al nechse achar dami. Says Rav Chisda. That if somebody is motzi hotzos on the nechasim of his ketana wife, meaning, as Rashi explains here, not ketana d'oraisa, ketana meaning that you married by your father. It's a derabanan marriage. Derabanan marriage. The mother and the brothers married her off, kidushe miyun. So if somebody is motzi hotzos in that case, different rules. He doesn't lose the expenses right when he gets divorced, but kemotzi al nechse achadami, it's as if I went into somebody else's field and work the fields for him, and better the fields for him. In that case, the Gemara assumes that there's a different halacha, that you get paid for the expenses. But it's that you don't just lose it, you get paid, right? Because you're like an aris, you're like a sharecropper. So when by this marriage derabanan, the husband has more rights. My time, oh why? Avdu barabanan takanta ki hechid lo nifsedinu. Because what's this husband thinking throughout the marriage? You know, maybe she's going to do me in tomorrow. Maybe she's going to walk out. So I'm not really going to take care of this property. Who knows how long it's going to be? If it's a real marriage, then I have the choice. The husband knows I'm a garish, right? The husband can't be forced to be a garish. It's only his midaito. But by the mir, she could walk out any day. So the Chazal said, what's a way that we could prevent his not taking care of the property if we make sure that he's always going to pay back the expenses? So that's why there's a special takana d'rabanan. He's not mafsid the property. So that's why we say kemotzi al nechse acher dami. So that's why we say he gets either the hotzaos or also Rashi says shamin lo ka'aris, right? Even like a sharecropper, maybe he could even get part of the profits. Right, you have to look in the other Gemaras what the halacha is by nechse acher dami, but he even could get a certain larger percentage. The Rosh says if he wants to get his expenses, he can get his expenses. This is all a tovaso, but that's the special takana by the kiddushei miyah. Next, hahi itza denaflu la arba man zuzei bechozai. There was a woman that won the lottery, 400 zuzim in Chozai. So she's not going to Chozai, but in Chozai there's a bank account sitting there with cash. So Azal Gavra, so her husband said, I'll go get it. So her husband goes to get the money. The problem is, Afik Shismea, so it cost him 600 zuz to get there, to go and get the 400 zuz. So on the way, he expends more than what he's going to get. So I see Arba Mea. So fine, he goes to get it. So he's on his way back, bringing the 400 zuz to his wife. Bahadi de Kaasi, on the way back, it's Drechle Chad Zuza. He had to pay a toll, so he ran out of money. He used 600 zuzim on the way. So he used one zuz of the 400 that he got for his wife to pay a toll. V'shak al minayu. He took it from those 400. And then he comes home. Also, l'kamei d'Rabbi, and then soon afterwards, he gets divorced. I don't know, he did such effort, and then soon afterwards he's ready to divorce his wife. So he comes in front of Rabbi Ami, Amar le Masha Hosi Hosi Masha Achal Achal. Rami says, hey, you got something. You used that dollar. You used that zuz to pay the toll. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. So you already ochel something. I get it, you don't have to eat it, you just use it. Your animals could use it, you could use it. So sorry, you're not going to get paid back for any of your expenses that you did for the wife's property. So Amru le Rabbanu Rabbi Ami, the Rabbanu said to Rabbi Ami, 1 minute. When do we say that if he eats or partakes of some of it, it's finished? That's only if he partook of the peros of the wife, what he's entitled to. But here, it was the actual keren, the principle that he used. What was going to have to happen? As we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, if he brought home this 400, what was going to happen? They were going to buy land with it. This is the keren, this is principle, this is not peros. The only din in the Mishnah is if he uses the payros. Here he wasn't even allowed to use the Karen. So what would he have? He'd have to pay back the Karen, and that's it. Then it's as if he didn't use anything. He didn't need anything. So Amar Leish, Rabbi Abi says, really? Well, I didn't know that. Im Kain, if that's the story, Havi Le Hotzi V'lo Achal. That is as if he just expended, right? He paid $600 to get it, but he didn't eat anything. And therefore, the last line of the Mishnah would kick in, Yishava Kama Hotzi V'yitol. So then in that case, he would swear Kama Hotzi V'yitol. So that's the case of the, that's the story. The Rashba notes here that it sounds like from the Mishnah that it's just like Rabbi Ami didn't make a mistake in the din. He just didn't know the complete story. Right? It's like Rabbi Ami says, oh, really? Right? After he's told. They didn't finish, they didn't really tell him the story. Because he said, oh, he was Ochel. Then they say, no, this is what happened. So he didn't know that? It sounds like that he just didn't know the whole story and he would have passed it this way anyway. But then the Rashba asks what other Rishonim say. Also asks, Vim Tomar, Hacha my nishba my notel. What does the last line of the Mishnah say? Nishba v'notel. Right? He takes the expenses that he, right, because he didn't, wasn't ochel, he takes the expenses that he put into the property, and then he gets the expenses. So ask the Rashba, Hacha my nishba my notel, to haleka shevach klau, to karna karis v'hu l'kulu, arba mea v'shevach inkan. Usually, what are expenses? He puts in expenses in order to create shevach, in order to create an improvement, an appreciation of the property. But here, he didn't improve it at all. So what kind of shevach are we talking about? The whole discussion of the Mishnah is that there's expenses and that there's shevach. But here, there is no shevach here. So what's the whole Mishnah is in shayach? There are no hotzos and shevach. He did hotzos, but there's no shevach here. What's the shevach? What did he improve? So says the Rashba, like other Rishonim, there's no greater shevach here. Because if he wasn't around, she wouldn't have gotten the $400. That's considered shevach in this case. The Yesh Lomar de Lagabe Ha Vade Kulu Kaboshi Yishbicha Bachmas Asaza Balein. The Lo Azo Balo Havi Lo Binayo Klaus. She wouldn't have the money at all. So you're right, it's not exactly shevach, but he still appreciated her bank account. Without him, she wouldn't have gotten the money. So we could call that shevach in our case, even though it's not really shevach. Okay. Continuing. Yishavak Abahotzi V'ito. Says the Mishnah, he swears and he takes. Amar Ravasi v'hu sheyesh shevach neged hotza. When does this rule apply? That he takes his expenses after he swears about it? If there is shevach in the amount of the hotza'ah. If there's an appreciation in the amount of the expenses. L'may hilchasa. So what exactly does Ravasi mean? When he says, our Mishnah only applies if there's shevach neged hotza'ah. So, two options. Amar Abaya, maybe it means as follows. Shim haya shevach yetzer al hotza'ah, no telas hotza'ah below shvua. Maybe it means if there's more shevach than hotzah, so then he gets to take the expenses even without a shvua. When does the Mishnah apply if the hotzah is more, or if it's equal? But if there's shevach more, so then look what he did, great, and therefore he could even take his expenses without a shvua. So I'm like, Rava said, no, you can't say Rume. That's going to lead to trickery. Why? Because whatever the shevach is, the husband is going to claim, my expenses were $1 less than that. Right, and then we're not going to know that you can take without a shvuah, so that's not going to be acceptable. So El Amar Rava, we'll get back to that line in a minute, but first let's finish. El Amar Rava, Shem Haiso Otsa Yitzir Ola Shevach. This is what Rav Asi means by saying the Shevach is equal to the Hotzah. Because if the Hotzah is greater than the Shevach, Ein Lo El Hotzah Shir Shevach Hu B'Shvuah. If he expended more than the appreciation, he only gets the appreciation amount. So what that he expended more? That's what Rav Asi means. When does he get to take the expenses if the Shevach's more? But with a shvuah, both times. But if the hotzah is greater, he only takes the amount of the shevach. The Shita B'Kubet says here is an important yisod. He says, why don't we consider it, when the husband puts in all these expenses, why don't we consider it like a meshev aveda? Like a meshev aveda. We've had before, also in the second parak, that let's say you come to me and say, can I have my lost object? And I say, okay, here it is. And you say, well, it was worth more. And I say, what are you talking about? This is what I found. So you say, no, it wasn't, and I'm going to have to, that's like, you're being towing me. So am I going to have to swear there that the Aveda was only worth a certain amount? Says the Gemara, no, there's a Dinder Rabbanan that there's no Shvua for a Meshav Aveda. Why? Because what's going to happen the next time if you make me swear? I'm going to leave it on the floor. I'm not going to do a Shavas Aveda. So here too, the woman doesn't have any claim against him. She has no idea about his expenses. So why do we have to make him swear in the first place? Why do we make him swear in the first place? Isn't he like a Meshav Aveda? So says the Shidduch Kubet says, when does that principle of Meshav Aveda Pater apply? Only when the Meshav Aveda is the Nitva, when he's getting claimed against. But if he's the claimer, he's the Toveya, then the law doesn't apply. When is the din that we want people to pick up lost items? When you were worried that if he is nitva, if people claim against him, he's not going to pick it up the next time. But here, you're right, it seems like a meshav aveda, but here the husband is coming to Bezin and claiming. So then the halacha doesn't apply. Meshav aveda pater, that din only applies by a nitva, not by a toveya. Okay. Iboilahu, says the Gemara, Baal Shahorida recent tachtamahu. What if the husband himself doesn't put in the expenses, but he hires sharecroppers? He hires sharecroppers for the woman's property to put in the expenses. Daita de Baal Nachis, do we say that they are working? They are just a hand and a function of the husband. It's talikli baal is talkalahu. So when the husband leaves and he divorces his wife and the husband has gotten some stuff out of the payrolls, so then they have to leave too. Meaning they're not going to get a portion of the profits, even though general sharecroppers do. But the sharecroppers here cannot be stronger than the husband. They're working for him. Do we say that? Odilma, or do we say no? Daita de Aranachis, do we say no? They're more connected to the land than the husband. Meaning, if the husband didn't get these guys, the woman would have had gotten these guys. The Araki Kaimel, Arise Kaimel, and therefore he should get profits. So are they more connected to the husband or to the land? So Maskevla Rava Bar Rav Nachman, Maishnas, or Rava Bar Rav Nachman asks, what's the difference from this case? Let's say I go into your field without your knowledge, and I plant things without Rishus, Shamin Lo V'yadol Atachtona. There, we see what the lowest common denominator was, the expenses, the profit, and the worker who did without Rishus, he gets it. But he gets something there, either the expenses or the profit. Here, so how could there be, in our case, there be a tzad to say that they get nothing, that the Arisim get nothing? How could there even be an Havamina for that? So we say, no, Hasam Leke Nishatarach. In a regular case, there's nobody working in the field, and therefore, if somebody goes in without prime permission, I got to pay him something because there was nobody doing the job. Hacha Ikebal Datarach. But here, the husband could have done it himself. The woman Ketaina, I'm not going to give the Aris anything because I wanted the husband to do it, and if the husband did it, I wouldn't have to pay him anything. So therefore, this case is different. So my Havalah, so what's the Halacha with the Arisim? So Amar Avuna Breid of Yeshua Chazinon, you check it out. Ibal Arisu, if the Baal is really an Aris himself and he has a green thumb, so it's Talaglei Baal is Talaglei Hu. So then we say they are just functions of the husband, because the woman can say, hey, I don't want to pay you anything, because if you weren't here, the husband himself would have done it, and then I would be Pater. Ibal Lav Arisu, but if the husband does not have a green thumb and he wouldn't be able to do it himself, so then the woman has no Taina, and Ara Larisa Kaima, and then they're more connected to the land than to the husband, and they would get a percentage of the profits even after Gerishin. Period. The Tosfos here on the bottom asks, let's say you hire a worker and you bring him home to work in your field and you say, here, plow this field. And instead of showing your worker your own field, you show him your friend's field. And he plows your friend's field. So there, the halacha is that you, the person who got the worker, has to pay him. No sin lo scharo mishlam. Right? Tosfos said on the bottom. So here too, why doesn't the husband have to pay the workers? Why isn't it just like, right, he got workers and he showed them somebody else's land. He showed them the woman's land. So what does it say here? That his taliklu, they go off scot-free without having to get paid? But forget the woman. The husband should have to pay them. That's Tosas Kasha. V'yesh lomar, Tosas said, no. Here the Arisen know that this land belongs to the woman. Right? They should know that. V'yesh lomar dahacha ha-Arisen yodin sha-karka shel ishahi. V'yamanas kei nechnasu. They know it's not really his field. So said the Sharnam Sharnam Balacha. What do you mean they know? Did he tell them? It sounds like they know this, that there's malug type fields that belong to the woman. So says the Shiram Sayyid Malacha, Tamua, Arisin Yu Bekian Bedini Choshem Mishpat. All Arisin know Shulchan Aruch, Choshem Mishpat. So Vyesh Lomar, he says, yeah. De Kol Bali Umnis Yodin Kamadin Lefi Umnasan. Every Uma knows their work. In Mesechas Gittin, the Gemara says, right, Stam Sifri Dedaini Yodin De Getzorach Lichtov Lishma. Right, get in, no. Right, if you're in a certain field, generally there's a chazaka that you know those halachas. Right, the Rama quotes in Yerodeya, Rov Mitsuyan Eitzel Mikva Osan Al Pikashras. Right, people know. Yeah, I remember there was somebody was doing construction in my house. So he asked about leaving the window with the shadim. Right, they know what people, you know, that's not halacha. That's outside of halacha. But either way, like, people in a certain field know, like, the halachas. Hopefully doctors know certain halachas of, barbers know Hilchas Payas, right? And, right, even the Shulchan Aruch calls in Hilchas Malicha. In Simon Samach Tes, Shulchan Aruch says, not to be taken halacha l'maisa right now. Just to quote you as an example, Obed Kochav Mishamish Beis Yisrael. Let's say you have a non-Jew in a Jewish house, and the non-Jew put the basar into the pot, and you don't know if he salted it properly or not. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if the graduate has been working there for a long time and he knows all the halachas, somchan al dvaravim hayisham Yisrael yotzei v'nichnas, o shum katan ben das. If somebody was around, you could trust him. Okay, not halacha l'maisa right now, but for anything. But it just shows you another example. If somebody's around something, they know the halachas. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch halacha suggests. Tosas means the Aris knows. Let's say the husband sells his payrus. The Baal has rights to the payrus. Let's say he sells the payrus. Is he allowed to sell his rights right now to sell? I'm allowed to, the husband's allowed to eat the fruit of the tree of the Nechzei Malug. Is he allowed to sell those fruit? So that's what the real of the suffix is. Why does it use this funny lashon of machar karka lepayrus? Why does it say machar payrus? So the Ritva says, why? Payrus don't exist. It's a davar shelo ba'olam. So if you want to be makna at something, you can't be makna at the payrus if they're not here yet. So that's why he uses the lashon of like dekel the peirosa. You sell a tree for its fruit. Says the Ritva, you sell the land for its peirosa. That's what the Shidu Kubetza says. That's why you use this lashon. So mahu mi amrina mai dekoni leakni le. Do you say that? Yeah, it's his peirosa. He has a lot to be mocked with them. Odilma no kitakina le rabbanu peirosa lebaal. Why does the husband, the baal gets peirosa, but mishum revach besa? You know why we allow that? Because the husband anyway is going to bring the fruit into the house, so the wife is also going to enjoy some of it. So that's why we allow it. Avalizvuni law, but he can't sell the peros where the woman is not going to get any enjoyment out of it. So what's the halacha? So Yudabar Mareimer Meshay the Rava Amar Masha Asa Asui. First opinion says yeah, he's allowed to. Rav Papa Amar Meshay the Rava Lo Asa Lo. No, he's not allowed to because of the principle of Revach Besa. Right, it has to be around for the wife to enjoy as well. Amar Rav Papa Hadi Yehuda Bar Mareimer La Beferish Itmar Emachlala Itmar. Rav Papa says, what Yehuda Bar Mareimer said, we don't know, that which he said, that Masha'asa Asui, that it works, he never said it in a shir. We know it from an act that he did. Mechlola Itmar. We know it from something that he once did. One time there was a woman that got married, and she brought in two maidservants into the marriage. Azal Gavra, Nazav Itzachrisi, and then her husband all of a sudden took a second wife. And Ayala Chad Minayu, and he took one of the maidservants from the first woman, and gave it to the second woman. That's what he did. To the chagrin of the first woman. Asi l'kami de Rava, Tzavcha, so the woman comes and starts screaming at Rava, how can you do this to me? Lo ashkechba. And Rava didn't say a word. Right, so, man de chasa, so Yehuda Bar Mareimar saw Rava not say a word in this case, and he thought it's because the husband is allowed to do whatever he wants to the peros. Right, this shifcha is a peros, like we had yesterday, 2 days ago, we had the Eved and the Evahim of the Malug. So he thought it was because Bishabacha also, the husband is allowed to do whatever he wants. And that's why he was quiet. Velohi, but really, Rav Yehuda Bar Mareimer got it wrong. That wasn't the reason Rava was quiet. Velohi, Mishim Revach Beis Avakar Ravach. No, really, he's not allowed to sell the payers. But here, they were in the house together. So both maidservants were still going to be in the house servicing everybody, servicing the first wife. So therefore, that's why it worked. But really, it could be that if he sells the actual fruit to an outsider, it could be loss of a low club.
Is it Shivcha
Payers
or Karen?
So yesterday we spoke about the Vlad. Right, the Vlad Shivcha's Malug Leisha, or right, it was a machlokes about the Vlad. So the Shivcha itself, maybe the Maisa Yadayim of the Shivcha are going to be the Peiros. Maisa Yadayim, that's what we're actually talking about here. So he got it, so it was an incorrect Raya. So just to relate to here, so in general, you know, whenever we see a Gadol Batorah doing something, we can never say what the Halacha is just based on what he's doing. Right, like here, he got it wrong. Rava did, oh, look what Rava did, so we got it right. That's a Rashbam and Baba Basra. Rashbam and Daf Kuf Laman and Baba Basra. Im Yire Rabo Osemaisa Al Yikva Halacha Bakach. If you see your Rebbe doing something, don't say that's the Halacha. The Shema Tov B'tam Shol P'sak Din Shol Osemaisa. Maybe you were Toeh. The Harbi Toen B'dvar HaLimud. If he tells you something, fine. But you can't just paskin based on a maisa. You wait. On the other hand, we say, I'm maisa rav, look what he's doing. But still, you can't paskin. Sometimes a rav does something for himself, and we don't know. That's the famous story of Ramosha. Ramosha was at a bris, and he took some orange juice, and then he picked up the orange juice, and then he put it down. He didn't take it. And they said, oh, Ramosha, he picked up the Tropicana. Ramosha doesn't drink Tropicana. Oh, no, he doesn't drink Tropicana. So go to Ramosha after and say, Rebbe, what? And then he went for the golden flow. Say, oh, what's the matter? So Ramosha says, it was empty. It was empty. I don't know what you... So you, people look and they start passing. Oh, emotion this or emotion that. Yeah, that's exactly the point of the Gemara. The Gemara says, just you see a story, you don't always know the reason what's behind something. Okay.
But
there is an...
Correct.
You're right. The Gemara brings Maisa Rav, but maybe those were cases which were indisputable what the reason was. If somebody says Hallel with a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, then you know... That's what they hold. If somebody said halal without a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara talks about that there's no misunderstanding. Either you do it or you, that's the halacha, that's not the halacha. You know, maybe those are, well, the Gemara brings it in cases where not only did he, the Gemara, you know what the Gemara sometimes says it? Maisa Rav, where a person not only paskins a certain way, but he also does it. So there we know, beferish, that's the halacha, that's what he said. The Ritva here says, interesting, Mikan, Rowan, where's the Ritva? Shamina Mina, you know what you see from this Gemara about the story with the two women and the wives, and he brings in another woman? Shamina Mina, Shahanose Isha al Ishto, Yachol Omekan Bisipukayu, Yachol Hashrosa Shem Abayis Echad. If a man marries two women, he's allowed to bring them both into the same house. The first one can't complain. Right? Pre-Rabbeinu Gershom. Because if not, what's the woman screaming to Rava about the, he took my maidservant, screamed to Rava that she can't be in the same house as me. Right? So, Tate Saras Ababayas. And if she has to leave the house, then there's no Revach base and the whole story doesn't get off the ground. So the Ritva says, if a person has two wives and he's allowed to have them in the same house. Okay. Good. Vehilchasa, that's why they're called Saras. Vehilchasa, Baal Shemachar Karkala Peros, Loasa Velo Kluob. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, it's no good. The Baal's not allowed to sell the Peros because my Taima, well, one reason we mentioned already, one new reason. My Taima, Abaya Amar Chashin Hashem Taksif, we're worried that because the new owner, the buyer, knows that it's not really his, he only has the Peros and not the Guf, he's going to ruin it. He's not going to take care of the land. Rava Amar Shem Revach Besa. Rava says, no, because the only reason we allow the husband to have it is because of Revach Besa, because the woman enjoys it also. But if the woman does not enjoy it, we don't allow it. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Three nafkaminas. Ika Benayu, Ara Dimikar of Lamasa. If you have a land that's close to the city, so then the husband could watch over it, even after he sells it. So you don't have the reason of Shem Atachsif, but you do have the next reason of Revach Besa. Number two, Inami Baal Arisu. Let's say the husband sells it, the Paris, but then he himself becomes the Aris on the property. So again, he's going to take care of it. Number three, Inami Zuzei V'Kavid Bu Iska. He gets money for it. He gets money for it, but he's going to invest that money. So there's going to be Revach Besa, because he's going to get profit, and he's going to give the profit and share the profit with the woman. So three nafkaminas between the reasons. Period. Mas Nisan. Next Mishnah. We had part of this Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah, back in Yevamos. See on the side, Yevamos Lamaches. Same Mishnah. But this one is a little more expansive. Shomeris Yavam Shnafalo Nechasim. Shomeris Yavam that gets Nechasim. Right? She's a Zika Liyibam, and then she gets Nechasim at that moment. Modi Beshame Besil Shomecharis Vanatanis Vakayim. Beshame Besil both agree, she's allowed to sell it. In other words, in contrast to the first Mishnah of our Perek, where if a woman gets nechasim at the moment she's in Arusa, she cannot sell it l'chadchila according to Beis Hillel. Here Beis Hillel says, no problem. Seemingly, the Zika, Liyibam, is weaker, right? Because the husband has less hold over her. The Me'iri here says it's not exactly weaker, but it's just different. By Erisin, he causes the relationship. So that's why he has more rights. It's machmas, what's the Lashon? Arusa machmas atzmo. While here, right, b'shemeres yavam machmas achiv he niksheres bo. B'chein ein ba'al alav, but also it's alav, it's not skila, it's a less serious of a relationship. By Arison, it's skila. Here it's alav. So the Miri says, for those two reasons, who caused it and what the status of the relationship is, that's why, at least in this, put this on the list about Zika versus Arison, Arus Arison seems to be stronger. Mesa mayasu b'ksubasa. Arison, Mesa, if she dies, let's assume b'shas after shemeres yavam, mayasuk b'ksubasa. What happens to the nifsei som barzel that she had, or the nifsei malug? So b'shamay omrim yachloka yorshi avalam yorshi av. B'shamay says that at least regarding the malug, Rashi says they're split between her yarshim and the husband's yarshim, right? Because the nifsei malug were partially hers, partially potentially going to be the husband's. So that's why you split it. B'sila omrim, we'll go Rashi shita. Rashi said there are three phrases coming up. Each a separate phrase. Nechasim bechazkasan. Number one, the nechseit son barzel are in their chazaka. What does that mean? Machlokas mesechas of Abasra. Who's chazaka? Nechseit son barzel. They're going to go to the husband, even the keren, but right now they're hers. So it's a machlokas what this means, but either way they go to one or the other. Either the woman's yarshim or the husband's yarshim. The yavam's yarshim. Viksuba bechazka yarshi abal. What about the 100 and the 200 that she doesn't get at all? Right? Because she died. So the yavam gets it. Nechasim and Nechasim Ayosanima and the Nechse Malug, Becheskas Yarshi Ha'av. That, her, she gets, because that the principle was hers, and therefore she gets that whole thing. Period. Hiniach Achim Ma'os, let's say the dead brother left, right, we know, take a step back. The Ksuba is paid from the dead brother's properties. We know that. So the Chazal made a special takana derabanan that all those properties we want to stay. We don't want that to disappear after as she marries into the new, as she marries the Yavam. So therefore, anything, any payros that she has bringing in, we sell and we make it Karen. That's the takana derabanan. Hiniach achim ma'oso, if there's cash that the brother left, yidokem menkakeh b'ocha payros. So we buy payros with that. And Rashi points out that this first opinion holds that even the metaltalin of the brother are meshubit to the ksuba. Right? That's why you have to create the keren. Peros at solution in akarka, also detached peros, yilaka mekarka v'olka peros. Again, you create the principle, you sell them to get land. Hamechubarim bekarka, what if they're attached? Some Rameir Rameir says, yes, they're also part of it. So Shamaro son kama hayafen beperos or kama yafen below peros. How much are the fruit worth? V'hamos yilaka mekarka v'olka peros. Again, you figure out how much the mechubar fruit are worth, and you buy land with that. Meaning all of that is meshubah to the ksuba. V'chachamim omrim, no. Peros ha-mechubar ha-mekarka shalo. Number one, the attached fruit, they go to him. Meaning they're called peros. They're not called karka, and the yavam gets that. V'telushim in ha-karka. What about peros? Telushim kol ha-kodim zacha b'hem. This man, the Omer says, Rashi holds that no, the metaltalin, the movable items are not meshubah to the ksuba. So if the woman, whoever gets it first, so what does that mean? Rashi explains. If the woman grabbed it before the husband died, she knew the husband was going to die, so she went and grabbed his gold wash. I'm going to take this, I'm designating this for my ksuba. So kadam, so if she did that, then it's going to be hers. But afterwards, it's up for grabs. Kadam hu, if he was kodem, meaning if she didn't grab it before the husband died, then zacha, then he's automatically zocha to the metaltalin, the yafa. Kadma hi, but if she was kodem and took it before the husband died, then yilka ben akaka bo'cha peris. So then that's meshubah to the ksuba. That's the only time when it would go to her. Kansa, but again, once the yava marries her, hari ki isha l'chol davar. Then they're fully married. Bilvachet ksubas on nefse balarishon. But as we said, the security of the ksuba is only on from the first husband. Lo yomar la. So the Mishnah adds, this was not in the Mishnah in Yavamas. Hari ksubas ek manachas ala shulchan. The yavam is not allowed to tell her, you know what? I'm designating this property for you. It's on the table. These metaltalin. No, you can't say that. Elakol nechaz achrayin l'ksuba. No, he has to say all of his property, my brother's property, is meshubah to the ksuba. Why can't he say that? It's Eva. What kind of marriage is this going to be? If he already knows that, she knows that this is, he's already designated what's going to be for a ksuba. What kind of relationship is that? That's why he's not allowed to do that. V'chein, and forget a shemeres yavam. In general, v'chein lo yom adam lishto. Man's not allowed to tell his wife. Harik subasek manachas ala shulchan. Here's your ksuba. Elakal nechazar achran l'ksuba. All of his achasim are meshubah to the ksuba. Girsha, once he divorces her, in law l'ksuba. Once he divorces her, then he pays the ksuba and that's it. Then the yavam yarshins all the rest of the property of the dead brother. She doesn't get anything else. She just gets the ksuba. Hech zero. What if he immediately after divorce her took her back before he even paid the ksuba? Harik cholanashim in law l'ksuba bavat. She doesn't get two ksubas. She doesn't get the first ksuba and the second ksuba. She'll only get the first ksuba. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beit Hashem, we will continue.